Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Well, it's a very good evening. Welcome along to another edition of The Score here on Highland Radio. Almost 6 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock on tonight's show. We'll be talking FAI Senior Cup football, Bunnegie United manager Jason Gibson, Gavin Cullen of Cockhill Celtic, Ollie Horgan of Finn Harps, and Rory Higgins of Derry City will all be joining us tonight. Plus, we'll have a preview of the Donegal Senior Hurling Championship final between Setanta and Burt. That's all coming up in the next 35 minutes. Before we go to Jason Gibson, we're going to go live to the showgrounds in Sligo. It's the Europa Conference League. Sligo Rovers taking on one of the big sides in Scotland, Motherwell. Sligo, of course, taking a 1-0 advantage into leg two, and already in the opening minutes there has been high drama. Declan Boyle, what's the details?
Yes, great timing, Oisín. I mean, 4 or 5 minutes gone in the game, obviously, and Sligo have had to score in a wonder goal. Shane Blaney, a free kick about 35 yards, just left of the goal, and he just bent it. There was a lovely position right behind it, and he bent it into the far top right-hand corner, giving the goalkeeper, Liam Kelly, no chance at all. What a start. What an atmosphere. Full house here in the showgrounds. Just under 4,000 supporters, 300 Motherwell fans, and you can hear the atmosphere in the background. It's just amazing. And what a start, and what a wonderful strike by Shane Blaney.
Yeah, super start indeed. It's just a matter of holding on to that now, Declan, for the rest of the game.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was your key, and I was saying before, and if Sligo can get a goal at least and score first, it changes the game for sure, you know. And Motherwell looked really nervous in the first few minutes, and it's just coming from direct balls from the defence and the goalkeeper from Sligo Rovers, and Motherwell haven't dealt with them, and from that, Sligo are picking up second phase balls and playing from there. They have the supporters up, the tempo's up, and it's just a brilliant atmosphere and a wonderful start by Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, brilliant start indeed. Okay, Declan, thanks for joining us. We'll check back with you shortly again in the first half, but a Letterkenny man, Shane Blaney, getting on the score sheet. He had a good game in leg one last week in Scotland. He started fantastic this week. Sligo Rovers 2-0 up against Motherwell in the Europa Conference League fixture tonight at the showgrounds. And elsewhere in football competitions, taking centre stage this weekend is of course the FAI Senior Cup with four North West sides in action, obviously Harps and Derry City, but we've got a couple of the Ulster Senior League sides as well. We'll hear from Cockhill manager Gavin Cullen in just a few moments' time, but joining us first is Bunnegie United manager Jason Gibson. For the first time in the club's history, Bunnegie are playing in the first round of the Senior Cup. Last year's beaten finalists in the FAI Junior Cup, Limerick's Pike Rovers are the opposition. Jason, thanks for joining us on the programme tonight.
No bother, Oisín. It'll be on.
Yeah, listen, and yours are very excited, I'm sure, at the club, because this is probably the biggest game in the club's history now, this coming Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I believe it's probably the first time at this first round proper, so I'm just out here at the minute. We're just about to start a wee light session here, just, you know, on the pitch, and a lot of the committee here gathering, tidying and stuff like that. You know yourself, it's a big weekend for the club, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, a huge occasion for the club. But listen, let's be honest about it, Jason. Preparations haven't been ideal for an Ulster Senior League side looking to get off to a good start in the competition. Obviously, you're out of season as you prepare for this one.
Yeah, we are, look, as I say, but I mean, they're out of season as well, so I suppose from that point of view, it'll be much harder. You know, I suppose for Gavin and Cock Hilgan and to a team that's in the middle of their season and obviously a level up. So, look, we have to embrace that. And preparations are difficult, but look, if they're difficult for us, you know, you'd imagine they're facing the same pitfall. So, look, there's nobody going to be complaining here about being in the Senior Cup, and there'll be no excuses. We'll get a competitive side onto the pitch on Sunday and give it our best. And yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Will you be at full strength, Jason?
No, to be fair to say, look, we're going to be a couple off. Look, you know yourself, the weekend that's in it, we've a couple away on holidays, and we're carrying two injuries, probably maybe a month, 6 weeks before they're back. So, in Gareth Breslin and Dara Ellison, definitely out. So, no, look, it's not ideal, as I say, but we've added a couple of new additions as well, and Connor and Stephen Black as well, and we're promoting some of the young lads up from the youth side as well, who's had a great season under Gary McGorry. They won the youth league, so we want to take a look at them as well. So,
how have they settled on since coming in, Jason?
Yeah, look, it's been difficult to get training sessions, to get the numbers and friendlies even and stuff like that. But two good lads. Look, no fear at all that their attitudes and the way they conduct themselves, they'll be two good additions. So I'm looking forward to see how they do now on Sunday.
Okay, then what about the opposition? What do you know about Pike? Because I'm sure you had them watched, or you watched tapes on them at the very least, maybe, Jason, have you?
Yeah, that's luck. We had the opportunity, obviously. They played in the Junior Cup final probably maybe 6 weeks ago now. So I think they've retained the majority of that side. There's a few new names, as I say, in their ranks, and they've lost a couple as well. So, if you're getting the Junior Cup finals, you're a fairly good outfit, you know what I mean? So we'll not underestimate them, as I say. So they're going to be difficult opposition. But, look, as I say, these games, they're going to be tight anyway, and you feel your way into them. And as I say, if you start strong and keep it tight, and that's probably the intention going out on Sunday.
Yeah, but it's a great opportunity for the club to get to the next stage, isn't it?
It is, of course. Look, as saying, you go into this draw, and you're probably looking at, you want a big side maybe at home, or you want a winnable tie, and we've got what we feel is a winnable tie, and that then, as I say, if you can manoeuvre that, get you into the next round, and maybe you get the big gun then or something like that. So you maybe have the best of both worlds. So, as I say, we're going to embrace it and look forward to it.
Okay, don't be too sore on them boys tonight in training, Jason.
No, it'll be light.
Okay. Listen, thanks for joining us, Jason, and the very best of luck on Sunday.
No bother, thank you.
That's Bunnegee United manager Jason Gibson, manager of the side. Of course, we can't forget that won a hat-trick of cups last season, and they'll be hoping to carry that form now into the first round proper of the FAI Senior Cup. And we'll have extensive coverage from that game on Sunday. Kicks off at 2 o'clock. Jeremy Doherty and Gavin Cullen will be our broadcast team from the Dry Arch Park this coming Sunday afternoon, on a coverage in association with the Dry Arch Complex 24-hour service station. That's one of the four Northwest sides, of course, that are taking part in the Cup. Ulster Senior League champions Coghill Celtic, well, they're Dublin-bound tomorrow night, Friday, to take on League of Ireland Premier Division side UCD in the first round of the competition. With the NHL side playing during a winter schedule, preparations have been limited for the Coghill men, who go into another cup tie against senior opposition as huge underdogs. Coghill manager Gavin Cullen has been speaking to me today. He says it's a tall order to cause an upset, but they will go to Belfield with a good attitude.
It's extremely tough. As I say, they're slap bang in the middle of the business end of their season. We're only a couple of weeks back training and playing friendly, so huge difference in the preparation for the two teams and clubs. But and saying that, like, it's not often these opportunities come along for clubs in Donegal to play against League of Ireland opposition. Thankfully, we've had a lot of experience with it, but we've a lot of young players in, and it's new to them as well. So look, it's a great occasion, it's a great chance and opportunity, but it's a tough ask.
Yeah. What about your squad from when you finished the season, when you wrapped up yet another league title, Gavin, to where you are now, starting your campaign in an FAI Senior Cup match? Has your personnel changed much? Has there been many new rivals?
We've two new rivals, and thankfully everybody has been retained from last season. A squad, and that was the most important thing for us. We've brought in Lee McLaughlin. He's from Carndonagh. He played last season with Derby and was with Hearts before. A very, very accomplished defender. Lots of potential. He's only 20, 21. Really good acquisition. And we brought in Paddy Slevin from Alia, who's played with Alia for the last couple of years and slightly went under the radar, but he's been really impressive, really, really impressive in pre-season. Looks a good energy and a good confidence about him. So we're really impressed with the two guys. And as I say, retaining our squad from last season was the most important thing.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, at this stage of the year, we don't have everybody available, and we haven't had the full group together yet. But like, come the start of the season, we know we'll be looking forward to it, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What's the actual pre-season been like for you?
Ah, look, it's the same as any summer. No, you're dealing with amateur players, and you have holidays, and you have all our commitments, and you know, some boys playing Gaelic and all that there, and that's acceptable and it's understandable, you know. So it's been stopped there. We haven't had the full squad together for anything yet. I think we've had three pre-season games, and we've had three training sessions together. So it's not ideal. We've only really been together a few times, and as I say, the whole group hasn't been together. Some of the guys haven't met each other yet, so. It's not ideal, but it is the way it is for no local and amateur intermediate football. You know, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Any of your big guns missing for the game on Friday?
Yeah. There's a few. Garvin Freeland obviously will be a big loss. He's on holidays, as Adam McLaughlin and Ashley McMinnum. They're all away. Jack Doherty's injured. And Keelan McColgan's in America for the summer. So, like, they're all players that would be in about the starting 11. So we're obviously a few bodies down. But at the same time, we have the squad depth, and it's opportunities for all our people to go on and play, you know.
Yeah, and obviously a couple of your friends, you know, sitting on the opposition bench at the weekend. William O'Connor's there, a man you know very, very well.
Oh, yeah. It's a strange one for, I suppose, William. More so than ourselves. Look, William's a job to do there, and obviously he'll want UCD to be in the next round. And if he didn't, there'd be something wrong. But look, you see, it'd be worse to lose to somebody else than ourselves for him. You know, he'd be happy for us to get there as well. And he would have wanted a different job. But it is what it is, and we've all to do our jobs. And look, we haven't been giving away much to him over the last week or two, and he's obviously not giving nothing away to us. So. Look, like I say, it's an interesting concept of the game, but it's on the day. It'll make no difference.
Yeah, listen, it's for a club like Coghill Celtic, and even to the extent of Bunnygee, and you've got like Pike Rovers and other junior and intermediate clubs that are involved in this competition. Gavin, is it maybe something the FAI have to address, because it's a huge thing for them to get to the FAI Senior Cup, but they're playing their football at a different time of year to what the big sides and League of Ireland football are. So they're sort of putting the smaller clubs and the underdog at a disadvantage straight away.
Oh, that's obvious. But look, I've been an advocate for a long time of calendar year football. Like, I've experienced both in terms of the League of Ireland, the Irish League, when I was playing, and I've experienced both when I came back to the Ulster League with Coghill. It was a calendar year that we played, and everything about the calendar year is better in terms of training facilities over the summer. You know, on grass all the time, you can play 7 days a week. In terms of, you can play your fixtures at any day of the week because of the weather, and you have your winter break, and you don't have like the bad time of year. But look, the Ulster Senior League had to revert back to it because of the transfer windows between the junior leagues, because they weren't moving. So look, it's an FAA problem. The simple fact is, once they moved League of Ireland and National Leagues to summer, all football should have moved along with it.
Yeah.
But it hasn't. So it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. If it was the shoe was in the other foot, it would be a disadvantage to the League of Ireland clubs, and they wouldn't be playing. So you have to deal with it, and you have to get on with it.
Yeah, but the smaller clubs always dream of something happening in the cup and pulling off a big result. But the way it is at the minute, it's reducing the opportunity and the chances even more of that happening, Gavin.
Oh, of course it is. Look, the exactly the same is happening for the League of Ireland teams and the Irish League teams in Europe. If you look at results, like, League of Ireland teams are better prepared for the European games. They're getting further, their coefficients going up. And you look at the Irish League, Linfield lost 8-0 last night. So, like, they're only in pre-season, and they're playing against teams that are within their seasons. So, like, it's a no-brainer in terms of competitiveness being in your season. And yes, it becomes more difficult, and the gap becomes wider on the different levels because of it as well.
Yeah. Anyway, back to your own game on Friday. UCD will be seen as hot favourites, given they're a Premier Division side. But there's always a chance in the Cup. Coghill might pull it off, Gavin.
Oh, there's no doubt. Look, we're not going down there with a defeatist attitude or far from it. Look, we're going to give it a proper go, as we always do against every opposition. You know, this is, I think, this, if I'm right in saying, this is Coghill's 14th game against senior opposition between the EA Sports and and the FA Cup, which is an unbelievable achievement for a club from and a showing to even like to do that. Like it's nearly the novelties wore off. A certain extent, the expectation is to have it every year, which is great. But again, we're going. We went to all these places. We went to Galway, Drogheda, Longford, Harps, no, Sligo. We played them all, and we haven't went with the NAC. Oh, we're going to get beat. Or we're going to get hammered here. We've only lost a lot of occasions without goal. So, look, UCD aren't having the best of seasons neither in the Premier. They are beatable. They are probably a wee bit fragile in terms of the games they've been losing. So, look, we're going to put it up to them. There's no doubt about that. But, like, the realistic expectation is they should be too strong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Gavin, thanks for talking to us, and we wish you the best of luck against UCD in the Cup on Friday.
Cheers. Thanks, Austin. Thank you.
As Coghill manager Gavin Cullen, looking forward to that tie tomorrow night against UCD in the Cup, just stepping into the qualifiers of the Europa Conference League. Sligo Rovers still leading Motherwell by a goal to nil. Donegal man, Letterkenny man, Shane Blaney getting on the score sheet for Sligo. We had a big day in leg one, and he started leg two very impressively as well. Rovers leading Motherwell by a goal to nil. There's about 19 minutes gone in that tie at the showgrounds. We'll be going back to Declan Boyle, who's there around about half time, just to have a quick chat with him once again, and hopefully it's still Rovers that are in front there. Back to the FAI Senior Cup and tomorrow's game with Bowes may come as a welcome distraction for Ollie Horgan and his Finn Harps side, but he knows that they will be up against it once again against the Dublin outfit. There will be regular updates here on Highland from the tie tomorrow night. Kick-off is at 8 o'clock, and it's in association with B&S Credit Union and Ballybuffet. Harps have endured a difficult time in the Premier Division, tied at the bottom with UCD, and without a win since the 29th of April. Pressure for that rare victory and some points is building, but Horgan is defiant that will stick at it and fight tooth and nail. With big games to come against Drogheda and UCD, Horgan may not be taking too many risks this week in the Cup. Dermot Doherty has been speaking with the Harps boss ahead of the game.
All right, Ollie, FAI Cup weekend, and given all the trials and tribulations in recent times in the league, does this give you a chance to get the head up and get a chance to have a look at things?
We do that every week, Dermot. You know, we get our head up and dust ourselves down and try and recover and go again. Yeah, we're playing Bohemians. I think we're the only, if you like, Premier Division game in it. We could have done with maybe an opposition that mightn't be as strong, but so be it. There's no guarantee we're going to beat a weaker opposition on Friday night. But Bohemians have seriously strengthened in the window, and they will have a different look to their team. And we struggled against them, albeit we got two draws against them in the league already.
Yeah. And looking back over recent seasons, Ollie, you found yourselves up against Premier Division teams in the FAI Cup quite a bit. Shamrock Rovers, Dundalk, Derry City, St Pat's. It hasn't been easy.
No, it never was, and it never will be. And certainly at the moment it isn't easy either, Dermot, as you can see. But look, we'll take a cut off as we do each and every week, but we need to get a performance level that competes with Bohemians and the likes of it, rather than last weekend when the game is over after 6 minutes and whatever game plan we put in place went out the window. Look, it's tough going for everyone, for me, for the management team, for Gavin, all the way down through the players. There's no point, but there's nowhere to hide. We don't want to hide. Like, there's no point in feeling sorry for yourself. And we need to go and try and turn a corner, be it tomorrow night, be it the following week. But it'll take a good change in form from some of the players for that to happen. But I've no doubt it will, but the longer it goes on, the more difficult it becomes.
Yeah. Everybody's available, I think, this weekend, certainly in terms of suspensions and that, Ollie. But are you likely to change things for tomorrow night?
We've a couple of injuries anyway, Dermot, that lads that weren't available for last weekend. We're not going to risk them tomorrow night. They're probably not available anyway, even if it was a league game. We'll freshen it up a little bit. We need to freshen it up. We need to get a bit of energy back into the team and that, and let's see where it takes us. But we need to get a lot of things right to compete with Boas, who will look at this as their way into Europe effectively, and I think they felt they left the cup behind in the final last year when they lost on penalties.
Yeah, they were beaten finalists last year. This competition, Ollie, a win in the first round and then maybe a good draw in the second round, all of a sudden you could be in a quarter final. Like,
yeah, and that has happened on a number of occasions, but you know, playing Bohemians is certainly, I'm sure they're looking at it, they could have got easier draws too, even though we're not going well. There was a lot easier draws for us and Boas to get. However, you know, the way we're going at the moment, maybe it's a better one where we know that the opposition are very high and we need to try and get to that standard. If we could make it awkward, get to extra time, penalties, and see what happens, we take that with open arms. But we need to get, like, we need to get a reaction tomorrow, especially after the performance in the first half last Thursday.
Yeah, and it's the start of we're in the middle of a busy run of fixtures again, Ollie. Do you have one eye on Drogheda the following week and then the game against UCD coming up soon after?
They can plan that far ahead, Jim, they don't know, you know. We're not risking anyone tomorrow night, although saying that, I don't think it's a 50-50 call with the lads that are out injured. I think they need longer, and it may be a tight call next Thursday before we play Drogheda the following day.
Ali, I was looking at the fixtures, and it's three months since Harps last won. It was back at the end of April. I mean, how are you finding it? Are you feeling the pressure?
Ah, jeez, Dermot, after the lead up of 3 months from April, I'm as tough as nails. I'll keep at it. What you're asking me there might be something different. Of course, there'll be a tiny percentage of people that aren't happy with it. And there's nobody, you think I'm happy with it? Absolutely not. But we don't walk away. A lot of people have walked away from the club, players, management, board members, and we'll stick at it and fight tooth and nail to see where it brings us. But it's not for the lack of training, or it's not for the lack of effort, but it is a tough place to be. There's far easier places to be. We could be out sunning ourselves on holidays here. It's a long while since I had a holiday. Maybe a lot of people might feel that I should take one, but let's see where it goes. Nobody's walking away from it. In fairness to the group, they're a good group, but we need to get better as a group, to put it that way to you, and see where it takes. It will turn, but the longer it goes on, obviously, the more difficult it becomes.
Well, listen, good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, Sherm.
That's the Harps boss, Ollie Horgan, who spoke to Jim O'Doherty earlier today. A defiant Ollie Horgan saying that he won't be walking away. They're in a sticky patch, but he feels that it will come good at some stage as Harps, of course, continue to battle. And the bottom half of the bottom placings in the Premier Division, but they've got the Cup game to come tomorrow night. We'll just confirm those fixtures and the times for you shortly in relation to the Cup matches. But some news out of Finn Park today. The club have confirmed the departures of Erol Aiken, Yo-Yo Matty, Jess Devers and Jared Doherty have all left Finn Harps. The club confirming that this evening, and the Finn Park side thank the players for their efforts and wish them all the best in the future. In other Harps news, the government has given the green light for the completion of the Donegal Community Stadium in Stranorder. Earlier this month, Donegal County Council confirmed €500,000 in match funding for the completion of the facility, which will be the home of Finn Harps Football Club. Similar amounts have been confirmed by the club and the FAI. That went to government for approval, and this afternoon Sports Minister Jack Chambers confirmed the project could go ahead. There's an interview there with local councillor Patrick McGowan, who's hopeful that the work will begin immediately. That interview is available now on our website, highlandradio.com. Now, ahead of Saturday's FAI Cup tie with Leinster Senior League outfit Oliver Bond Celtic, Derry City have signed Mark Connolly on a 2.5-year deal from Dundee United. The 30-year-old spent the first half of the season on loan at Dundalk, but with a deal up at Oriel Park, Derry boss Rory Higgins wasted no time and moving to secure the services of the former under-21 international. The Clonus native, who picked up a Player of the Month award in the first half of the season with Dundalk, is a ready-made replacement for Owen Toole, who left the Brandywell for Bolton last week. Candy Stripes boss Rory Higgins has been telling Kevin McLaughlin that they had to move in quickly to get their man.
He obviously wasn't on the radar because he was a Dundalk player, and I fully expected him to remain there, but Dundee United had called him, and from that kind of announcement on Friday night, then we had the act, and we had the act quickly, and there's been a fair bit of hard work gone into it, conversations, and unbelievably, he's a very, very impressive fella, and when we met him, we wanted him even more, and so we're delighted that he's here.
He even says that you went over to meet him, and really that was a big thing. Like, that says it all too, what you wanted him.
Aye, I think it was important because we knew that if he was going to come here, that his family needed to be convinced on it, and so that was a big part of it. We went over and met him and his wife, and and suppose reassured them of what it's like here and how we can help and make them settle and make them feel at home, and that was really important, because if he's not happy in his family life, then the rest follows and it can become difficult. So it was important that we went over and tried to convince him that this was the right place and the city and the area and schools, all them things have to be taken into consideration, and it's a huge commitment from Mark and his wife that they're going to, I don't know how soon, but they will move as a family, and it's an unbelievable commitment to be able to do that.
And it is a case, 2.5 year deal, he sees the ambitions of what the club want to do, and you seeing a player, okay, it might have been just 6 months with Dundalk, but you could see he's played a month, last month, is it all?
Aye, he's been one of the top performers in that position in the league without a shadow of a doubt, and it's just his leadership and his drive, and he wants things, he sets standards, and when you speak to people who know him and have worked with him, then nothing but good stuff coming back. So I felt Patrick's a real leader as well, but I felt we needed another one, and probably during that wee run where we went a few games without a win, probably crying out for someone like Mark, to be honest with you.
Is that a case now? Obviously, cup tie Saturday, it's a big game. You know yourself, the cup's big for everybody, but there it seems to be a wee bit special.
It is special, and if you can manage, we'll not talk about the Aviva just yet, but Derry empties out when they reach the cup final, and that has to be the ambition. We have to look to go deep in the competition. That wasn't the main priority last year. We have to admit, don't get me wrong, we wanted to go deep, but it wasn't the main priority. Probably qualification through the league looked more likely than winning the cup at one point, so we went after it, and that's not making an excuse, but we had to prioritise, but this year I think we have the group, we have a bit of depth now in key areas, and Why not be ambitious and go and try and win it?
Obviously, potential banana skin. Everybody's been saying, non-league team coming up here, they've done, they lose. Pressure's on you.
Ah, that's it. And it's a no-win situation, I think. But if we perform to our capabilities, then we should go through the tie, but it's not always like that. I remember as a player here, Bluebell, went to a replay against Bluebell, and I think we only won that late on, the replay as well. So if you take anyone lightly and you don't approach the game with the right mindset and attitude, then you can get done. But I don't think we have the group that'll let that happen.
There is City boss Rory Higgins looking ahead to the match with Oliver Bond Celtic, which is taking place on Saturday. Ray McBride, Brandywell Stadium, 5 o'clock is the kick-off time there. Before that, other North West sides playing in the Cup, Cockhill Celtic and Dublin against UCD at the UCD Bowl, starts 7:45 tomorrow night. And Jim Doherty will be keeping an eye on Finn Harps against Bohemians at Finn Park, which starts at 8. And our feature game in the Cup, Bunnagee United against Pike Rovers, that's on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Dry Arch Park in Bunnagee on the outskirts of Letterkenny. So Mark Connolly has joined Derry City. A number of players have left Finn Harps. Other transfer news, Shamrock Rovers have signed Daniel Cleary. The former Dundalk defender was released by St Johnstone earlier this week. Rovers need defensive cover with captain Roberto Lopez out for up to 8 weeks with a knee injury. And ahead of Sligo Rovers' European tie tonight, they confirmed yesterday that Fabrice Hartmann had joined on loan from German Bundesliga side RB Leipzig. Now, he's been playing his football in recent years out on loan with clubs Paderborn and Eintracht Braunschweig in the last couple of seasons, but he's joined Rovers now for 12 months until July of next year. And on the ladies' front, at the showgrounds, Sligo Rovers have added a former Republic of Ireland international in the form of Amy Boyle Carr. The 21-year-old makes a return to soccer for the first time since 2019, having decided to step away to commit to Donegal GAA. She did, of course, earn her first senior cap at the age of 17, and the Glenties native can play at midfield on the wing or as a striker. And speaking of Sligo, just checking in at the showgrounds again to see how things are faring out with Rovers. Shane Blaney's goal still separates the sides. Sligo Rovers 1, Motherwell 0 is the latest score on aggregate. Sligo Rovers, of course, now lead by 2-0. And the big question is being asked of the Scottish side. Before we go to Gaelic games, in cricket, the North West Warriors have had a troubled week in the final series of games in the T20 Interprovincial Series, which has been played at Pembroke in Dublin. They lost their second game today. Their opening match yesterday was a defeat to the Northern Knights. This afternoon, they lost to the hosts, the Leinster Lightning. They reached 260 for the loss of 3 in their 20 overs. The Northwest Warriors returned to that, and in 17.5 overs, they could manage just 132 runs. So 2 defeats on the bounce for the Warriors. They play their final game, which is against the Munster Reds tomorrow afternoon back in Pembroke. Now to Gaelic games. The Setanta Burt rivalry reignites on Saturday in the Donegal Senior Hurling Championship final at the O'Donnell Park. There will be full match commentary here on Highland. I'll be joined in the commentary position by St Eunan's Eugene Organ. And our coverage is in association with the Northwest Premier Bathroom and Tile Store, Bathroom and Tile Boutique in Bridgend. The match, of course, starts at 4 o'clock and it's fully live here on Highland. We'll hear from the Burt camp in a few moments' time. But first up, after last season's shock defeat to St Eunan's, Setanta will again be hot favourites, but will not underestimate the Burt men. Setanta manager is Gary McGerrigan, and he says they have a hunger to make up for last year's disappointment.
I think that's the sixth one on a row, Tom, So that's good to be. I suppose it's good that we're consistent in there every year, but that doesn't count for much unless you do the business on the day.
Yeah, and hopefully the bouncing back from last year's shock defeat. I think people can describe it as St Eunan's pipping you in O'Donnell Park by a point.
Aye, it wasn't a great day now for us. Combination, I suppose, Eunan's were very hungry for it. Although we would have been big favourites in most people's eyes, like we always expected a real battle from Eunan, so it wasn't that big of a surprise to us, but at the same time, we still would have probably expected to get over the line, but didn't happen.
Well, this year has gone particularly well for you, hasn't it? Obviously, unbeaten so far.
Oh, it has, aye, but then we were the same coming on the last year's final, so we'll not get too carried away with it now.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course a very strong, big victory in the semi-final as well over Buncrana.
It was, but if you look back on it, I wouldn't even know that many of the Buncrana players anymore, because there's that many young fellas, and three or four of their stronger players like Jack O'Loughlin and PJ McCarron and that, they weren't even playing in the semi-final, so it was probably a weakened Buncrana team, so although it was a good victory to get, we'll not get carried away with it the other day.
And I suppose the margin of the victory, obviously, as well, is something that obviously you have to guard against, because we saw last year against St Eunan's, you won the semi-final by something like 25 points, and we know what happened.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. That's what we've been talking about this last couple of weeks. It's complacency can't set in, we can't allow it to happen, so... I suppose, to be fair, we would have talked about the same thing coming into last year's final, and as much as we would have preached about it and talked about it, I would say there might have been a wee bit of complicity creeped into some of the players, and thought it was only a matter of turning up. But no, hopefully, I suppose what happened last year will spur us on this year. But again, we know we're going to be on for a big battle, like a watch spurt against Eunan's 2 weeks ago, and they were very, very good there.
Yeah, well, they have that great tradition with them as well. And, of course, I know you were there in 2018. You won't need reminding that after winning a first title in quite a long time, in 8 or 9 years, they came in as underdogs to O'Donnell Park and went home with the cup.
Yeah. I definitely don't need reminding of that one. I was playing that day myself, so... No, that again, we would have been big favourites that year as well, and they came, and I suppose they that's something Burt will always have as a team with a lot of hunger, and they'll work hard. I suppose from that 2018 team, they have probably had a lot of changes. There's probably a few boys at their end of their careers at that time, but they've still probably the bulk of the team. Their county men, Stephen Gillespie and Ron McDermott, and that, but. There's a lot of young boys coming through, and they seem to be going very well. They have a good sort of fight on them at the minute, and they'll be hard to beat now.
Yeah, you quite a lot of last year's team, but you have brought in a few youngsters this year.
Oh, we have. I, you know, that we've Sutanda won an inner championship there about, it's probably about 3 years, 2 or 3 years ago now, but we'd have a lot of that team coming through. There's young lad Rory McLaughlin there is pushing hard to get on the team, and Dean Harvey, I suppose, was on the squad last year, but he's pushing on the starting place this year, which is good. And so another young fella, Stevie McBride, was away in the army his last couple of years. We didn't get much out of him, and he's there starting at the moment as well. Like, so they're all big additions too now.
Yeah, and of course, I think Oisin Marley kind of was on the fringes last year as well, but established himself as well this year.
Aye, well, that's it. Oisin Marley and Rory Campbell were both, it was both their first year playing senior last year, and they both were starting come the final, but I suppose both of them wouldn't have had great games that day, but you know, that's to be expected maybe in your first year. So another year, and both of them have been sort of pushing on the county panel and played bits and pieces away the county senior team this year, so they've definitely developed over the last 12 months now, so we'll be expecting big things of them too come Saturday.
Declan Coulter has had his injury problems during the year, but I see he played in the semi-final.
I did. I was still carrying a wee bit of a knock now, to be honest. He's missed a lot of training this last while, but no, he'll be there come Saturday now, and hopefully all goes well for him now. But no, Declan's still a big player for us now.
And Davin Flynn, of course, back and has one good full season under his belt as well.
Aye, that's it. Davin sort of missed a lot of last year between getting married and stuff, and he's only really come back in at the tail end of the championship. So no, this year he's a full county season behind him, first of all, and then he's been there all year with the club too. So now he's hopefully Davin's sort of in a more settled role now this year, and hopefully we should get a bit more out of him, you know.
And tell me, Gary, have you got everybody or any? You mentioned Declan obviously struggling for fitness, but other than that?
No, we're not. There's a few wee niggles, but no, nothing major. No, we should be more or less full strength on Saturday now.
Yeah, and big lesson learned from last year.
Well, I'll tell you, that come 6 o'clock on Saturday, you know, we've talked plenty about it and all, you know, but I suppose we have all the work done, I suppose, from a management point of view. We have all the work that we can do, that we can possibly do done at this stage, but I suppose it's up to the boys on the day now to perform, which I'm confident they will do, but I say it still has to happen on the day, you know. We know only too well what happened last year, and even you go back to 2018, as you talked about there, against Portlaoise, the same sort of thing happened that day. So no, we're in a good place, but we still have to put a big performance on.
That's the Tana manager Gary McGettigan speaking to Tom Comack as they look to make up for the disappointment of last year losing out to St Unions in the Donegal Senior Hurling Championship final at the Donald Park. Something like 6 finals now in a row that Satanta have featured in. Bert, of course, are looking to get back to the top of the tree of club senior hurling in the county. They were, of course, the dominant force for large periods, but have sort of filtered away over the last number of years. Bert are back in the decider for the first time since 2018 on that occasion. They did, of course, beat the men from the Cross. They had 2 goals to spare in the end, 3-14 to 1-14. The manager this time around is Marty McGrath. He's been telling Tom Comack that's an occasion that all involved are very much looking forward to.
Four years, 2018 is the last time we're in it, Tom. It's a long time in Burton not to be in a county final, considering our history. But here, look, we rebuilt it, I suppose, after the last 2 or 3 years, and we're really looking forward to a match this weekend, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose in 2018 you came and caused a bit of an upset because you went into that game as underdogs against Satanta, who had won the previous year, and people were talking about them being there for a few years.
Look, Tom, we probably were slightly underdogs. The only thing probably different at that time is
Bart never think they're underdogs, is that it?
No, we do, let me tell you. More than most know, let me tell you. But I suppose that year we probably had more county players or more boys starting than the county players than people probably give us credit for, I think that stood this a lot that year. This year's a bit different where you know, we're a lot younger and we've a completely different side, you could say. I think we've only have maybe 5 boys that actually started in a county final before on the panel this year. So, you know, it's a new team we have now, you know.
Yeah, and this is your second year. Obviously very disappointed to lose last year to St Unions.
Look here, that's probably give us a wee bit of extra bite against St Unions in the final. I think the boys were disappointed that we didn't, we just felt we didn't perform against St Unions in the semi-final last year, and then they went on, they won it. So
look, it was a long wait for to get back at them in the semi-final, but in fairness, the things started to click last weekend for us, and you know, we got over the line to end up.
Yeah, obviously Paul Burns, Christopher McDermott, Dara Grant, Stephen Gillespie, Conor Garland, and Ronan McDermott are probably household names in Donegal hurling at this stage. But them being still up the backbone of the team. But tell me a little bit about the young fellas you've brought in.
Look, you mentioned Conor Garland there. He's only 18, maybe turning 19 this year, and Liam McKinney coming in there. James Dunne, who's injured the last time, he's fully fit for this weekend again. Kevin Curran, our man, he's struggling a bit for injuries, come in. Kieran Curran, all these boys when they come in the last 2 or 3 years, you know. And then I suppose you mentioned boys there like Kieran Bradley and Kieran Brady, who are only really 21, 22 yet, you know. It's all young. Keelan McDermott's another man who's young as well, like, you know, and they're sort of pushing the team on, pushing the older few on, you know.
When you look at Satanta, obviously they have all the big names. Does that daunt you a little, or does it, you know, whet the appetite?
Aye, look here. I suppose if you sat down and thought about it too much, and you looked at it on paper, you're thinking, "Oh God, what are we going to do here?" But at the same time, look here, it's a match, and look, anything can happen on the day. Look, they'll be hot favourites. They've been the dominant force the last number of years in the county, and here they've experienced. Everybody look at Coulter and Gilmore, and even their younger boys in, like Marley, Rory Campbell, Dean Harvey, and Josh Connolly. You know, they all have to be marked, they all have to be watched, you know, so our boys have to be at their best to be in the game at the end, I would say, you know.
And talk to me about this year's campaign. Obviously, you beat St. Julian's. You lost to Satanta.
Aye, we did. Look, here, we're up on the cross. Here, in fairness, they just had too much for us that night, you know.
But I was speaking to Gary McGettigan a few moments ago. He was saying both of you probably were a bit under strength that night, or certainly you were anyway.
Well, here, we weren't really missing too many, to be honest. I think maybe Conor Gardner might have only been returning from injury that night, but other than that, we nearly were full strength. But here, look, they just used the ball better than us that night. Whenever they worked the ball out from the back, or they turned off over the back, they seemed to be good at switching the play and getting it up the other end of the field, and then they exposed our defence wee bit. So, you know, hopefully our boys have learned from that now, and we'll rectify them things in the final.
And obviously very little time to prepare for a final, because what, you only got through the semi-final last weekend?
Aye, that's that 2 weeks. But here, Tom, in some ways it's a good thing that the matches are week on week, because here, that's what players want. Suppose the only thing it is a wee bit early in the year, it's a long time now from the 31st of July till next March again before there's another match, you know, so maybe it's something they need to look at a wee bit. Could be rejigged even if there's an extra month on it or something, would help, you know.
So, have you got everybody?
Aye, look, here, hopefully, I know a couple of knocks. Liam McKinney was struggling a wee bit there after the Unis match, and so was Kieran Brady, but here, they're fully trained this week, so hopefully they'll be grand, good to go on Saturday.
And I know you're underdogs, but looking forward to the challenge, no doubt.
Aye, look, here, what can you do? You always look forward to a challenge, and here, that's where we wanted to be. We sat down and started the year, and you said you'd get in the final against Atlanta. You took a right arm off you to get the chance to, you know, so that's where we want to be, and here, Saturday will tell us where we're at, you know.
Yeah, we wait on Saturday for that Donegal Senior Hurling Championship decider. That's Marty McGrath speaking to Tom Comack ahead of the final. Bird against Satanta, 4 o'clock is the start time in that game. And there will, of course, be full live match commentary here on Highland as from the start time. We can't forget about the other Hurling deciders that are on as well. Carndonagh and McCools are going head to head in the intermediate final also at the Donegal Park. That's the first game of the double header. That one starts at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And the Junior Hurling Champions will be crowned before that on Friday. That's Saturday, sorry, excuse me, at 2 o'clock. The Junior Hurling Champions will be crowned on Friday night. Satanta against St. Unions. And that one starts at 7:30 on Friday evening. Football-wise, there's not a lot on this weekend. All County League Division 2 is taking centre stage. There is, of course, a promotion playoff and a Division 2 final taking place at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. First up is that promotion playoff, Milford against McCool's. 5:30 is the throw-in time. The winner will go to Division 1. Two teams that are already in Division 1 are Mallon and Downings, and they will battle it out for the right to be Division 2 champions in the final, and that one follows at 7 o'clock. Two interesting, tasty ties on the schedule football-wise in a doubleheader at the O'Donnell Park on Sunday. It's going to be a busy weekend at the Letterkenny venue. Two hurling games on Saturday, two football matches on Sunday. Nationally, the ladies' inter-county season comes to an end with the All-Ireland football finals taking place, and there's Donegal members involved. Maggie Farley, of course, from Cavan, but has a association with Glenfinn. She will referee the Kerry Meath final, the senior decider at 4 o'clock. And in the intermediate championship final, it's going to be Laois against Wexford, and a Donegal lady will be in charge for the very first time of a decider in Croke Park. Fanon's Siobhan Coyle will be the referee for that one, and we wish both Maggie and Siobhan the very best with their big matches this coming weekend. Cricket wise, Fohan Valley Cup T20 final is on Sunday in Bonds Glen. It starts at 11 a.m. Brigadier taking on New Buildings for the right to win that one. Of course, the Senior Cup is taking place next weekend, the Friday and the Saturday. Also in cricket on Saturday, there's Premier League matches, four down for decision. Fox Lodge play Coleraine, Ardmore up against Dunamana, Brady against New Buildings, and Eglinton are in action as well as they take on Brigade. While in the Championship, Strabane, Killiecluny, Glendermot play Ballyspallin, and Burndennet are up against St Johnston. Okay, let's go back to the football. Should be half time at the Showgrounds. Declan Boyle, fingers crossed, is on the line. Sligo Rovers leading Motherwell by a goal to nil. Shane Blaney, the Letterkenny man, getting the goal for Rovers very early on. Declan, how has the first half been for Sligo? Well, unfortunately, Declan's not on the line. We'll try him one more time, and we'll just give you a couple of notices, sporting notices of events happening. The Sea to Summit Challenge, the fundraising challenge in aid of the RNLI, is taking place this Sunday, and it's all systems go for a good turnout. The exciting run and walk takes place over the beaches and roads up to the summit of Murren Hill at a height of 227 metres. Pre-registration online or alternatively on Sunday morning at the Fannin Community Centre as from 8:30. Entry fee there for the event is €20, and it's for the 15k and that's for the 15k race and walk, which starts at 10 a.m. excuse me. There's no dogs allowed, by the way. Under 16 must be accompanied by an adult. Further information can be obtained, of course, on the Facebook page of the event, the Sea to Summit Challenge. Okay, let's try line two. Fingers crossed we've got Declan Boyle. Sligo Rovers leading Motherwell at half time by a goal to nil. It's been a good half for them, Declan. Well, unfortunately, the system, we've got the gremlins in them tonight. We'll give you one more notice. Rosapenna Golf Club Ladies Open Singles Stableford. It's on Friday the 5th of August at the Old Tom Morris Links. Proceeds in aid of breast care unit at Letterkenny University Hospital. The number to call there for tea times is 9155 000 from the 1st of August. Okay, from next Monday you can call that number. Right, I think we've got him now. Declan, are you on the line?
Yes.
We've got it. Listen, Declan, it must be that the 2,500 plus that's in the showgrounds that have all the lines tied up, because Sligo Rovers, what a half, 1-0 up against Motherwell.
Yeah, what a half one. And it's just a wonder goal from Shane Blaney, 35 yards out on the left-hand side, and he just put it, no wall set up, and he just put it right over the keeper and the top bin, and it was just a wonder goal. And I mean, it's been a good, the disciplined performance so far by Sligo Rovers. They sat in deep, and Motherwell have put pressure on without creating too many chances. In the 13th minute, they did have a free kick down on the left hand side. Ricky Lambie put the ball in the box, and then they scored from it. But luckily for Sligo Rovers, it was offside. And also in the 41st minute, Aidan Keane had a big chance to make it 2-0. Well, it was Cara Sullivan ball from the right-hand side into the box. And Aidan Keane got his touch and a shot, but it was well saved by Liam Kelly in goals. But it's been a big, big 45 minutes. And they need to do the exact same in the second half.
Yeah. Would you be confident that Sligo can come through this tie now, 2-0 up at half-time in the second leg, Declan?
Yeah, I think it'll be more of the same, pretty much, in the first half. Because Motherwell haven't threatened that much. They've got a lot of possession, but no penetration. And probably the best chance of scoring will be from a set play from them. But so far, Sligo defends them very well. And the last 5 minutes, Sligo, they've grown into the game a wee bit. So, yes, I think the first 10 or 15 minutes of the second half is going to be key to them getting over the line and getting into the third round of the UEFA Conference League.
Yeah, okay. Just one other thing. Talk about Shane Blaney. He's been brilliant over the last couple of weeks for Sligo Rovers. He's having a nice purple patch for the club at the moment, the Letterkenny man.
Absolutely. Wonderful player. I mean, he came through on the 17th. We were with ourselves and down in Fanhabs, and he's just been superb since he came back from Doncaster Rovers. I mean, there was times he probably didn't play that much from Liam Buffley, and he just needed games, and his fitness got a lot. Tonight,
yeah, well. Yeah, okay, listen, Declan, the line's starting to cut out there. Enjoy the rest of the game, fingers crossed. We hope Sligo make it through, leading 1-0 at half time against Motherwell in the second leg. On aggregate, they're 2-0 up, and Shane Blaney has scored that goal tonight for Sligo Rovers. It did, of course, come early in the game. A cracking effort from the Letterkenny man to put Sligo in the driving seat. Hopefully they can hold on. They've got a 2-goal cushion. What a result that would be tonight for Sligo Rovers if they were to beat Motherwell and progress in the Europa Conference League. Well, that is it from another edition of The Score. Hope you enjoyed tonight's programme. Remember, if you missed any of the show, you'll be able to go over to our website, hounradio.com, shortly to recap on the programme. But for me, Oisin Kelly, all I can say is what's left of your Thursday. Have a wonderful evening. Chris Ashmore has our next sport tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Good evening.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.